The cheerful voice on the phone, of course, Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, sunshine. Oops. Larry, are you there? Sorry about that. All right. Now, Larry, are you there?
Now you hear me?
Oh, I got all excited about, we were talking about the Cubs, and then I remembered I'm a Twins fan. That's so embarrassing. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, well, you know, the Cubs did get in the news this week because they pulled off something that they've waited 108 years to do, and that is win the World Series. But they were not the only bear in the news. And if you notice a reference to a bear wandering around downtown in Duluth, that is a pretty good timing. You know, it seems like every year when we get into November and these magnificent days that we've been having lately are an enticement to get out and take a look, we are likely to see or hear more mammal news. Now, a lot of this is because the leaves are off the tree. We are in autwind. And a lot of it is because many of the birds that we see hanging around our yard and living in our yard during the summer have moved on. But I always find this time as we get into November, of course, there's the deer season starting tomorrow, but there's the bears wandering around looking for food. But there's so many others. The squirrels are looking for food. I had a chipmunk in my yard as recently as 2 days ago looking to bring things into the den. I've been visiting a swamp at dusk every night this week, and about 3 nights ago I saw a big brown bat still feeding on insects over the swamp. I did not see them the last 2 nights, so they may have moved on. Also, I've been seeing in that same swamp, I've been seeing a beaver on a regular basis, a muskrat every so often. And if that's not enough, I heard coyotes during the night last night. I smelled a skunk out on the road one day and saw a porcupine another time. And then there is the visits from a few small mammals that we may not appreciate. This is the time of year when it seems like the population of the deer mice has just skyrocketed. These little mammals will reproduce many times during the course of the summer, unlike some of the larger mammals. And therefore, the population, by the time you get to this time of autumn, is quite high. Well, they have all got to go to find a place to live for the winter and find food and so forth. And if you live in a wooded setting, like lots of us do, they will frequently try to get into our buildings, houses, garages, barns, cabins, etc. Frequently have these deer mice. Deer mice are also called white-footed mice. There is a slight difference, but for most of us, we can't tell the difference. The underside of the body is white. The feet are white. But the back is either grayish or kind of brownish, and they have big eyes. They are nocturnal, and they do look cute. And when you see them, yeah, you can see why somebody would call them deer, D-E-A-R, deer mouse. But when they're really named after D-E-E-R, deer mouse. But when they come into your cabin or come into your house on a good numbers on a nightly basis, they are not quite so deer anymore. And this is the time of year a lot of that is happening. So like I say, we are faced with a time where we confront or we see these mammals on a regular basis, and you get to realize just how common the mammals are around here. I mentioned about a lot of the birds moving on. I did see some robins yesterday. We got blue jays still hanging around here. I saw a flock of juncos yesterday, but they were not at the bird feeder. The ones on the bird feeder seem to have moved on. Also on the road this week, I saw a flock of snow buntings. They are so terrific. That's just a wonderful bird. They are a kind of sparrow. They live in the far north for reproduction, and then they fly south. And so many winters they will stay with us, but lots of times they just keep on going, and they spend the winters out in the open country to the south of us. But they're called snow buntings because they are so white, and some people even refer to them as snowflakes. And if you are driving down the road and you scare up a flock, you can see just how white they are. But I saw those this week. The hawk migration is still continuing. Red-tailed hawks, yes, I saw one this week. may have been replaced in many places by their northern cousin, the roughleg hawk, which is coming through. We had a dead deer along the road this week, and anytime that happens, the bald eagles, the crows, and the ravens immediately make their move, and yes, there are several bald eagles showed up. But as we get into further into November, it's not unusual that golden eagles are in the region as well. In addition to that, I heard rough grouse drumming as recently as yesterday. And as I said once before, this is the autumn drumming that the adult males will do to pretty much tell the younger ones to stay away. One evening this week at dusk, I saw a woodcock. A woodcock is a type of shorebird. They feed on worms by taking their long bill and sticking it down into the soil. So they have to have conditions pretty good for them to be around. If it starts to freeze up, it's hard for them to put their bill into the ground, and they'll keep on going further south. But it was still around just a couple evenings ago. A couple of days this week, I saw flocks of Canada geese, and they're still coming across. So do swans. So do some ducks that hang around into November. So there's plenty to see. Painted turtles. These clear days, yeah, it's not unusual to see the painted turtles still basking as much as they can before they go underwater. I even saw a frog one day this week. In addition to that, I saw a dragonfly one day this week. I saw a butterfly. So all these things continue to go. And yes, I saw several of the World Series moths. I've been seeing them every day. And even though the World Series is over, the moths are still around. They won't last very long. Not only does the cold stop them, but so does their own system stop them. There is quite a few moths that do not have a developed a digestive system, many of which don't even have a mouth, and therefore they can't feed at all. And what they survive on is the stored food from earlier in their life, and they're pretty much out just looking for a mate and mating and then laying eggs. So they won't last much longer. And like I said, the World Series is over, so I don't think we're going to see them too much more. We're still having interesting spider activity, though. Very, very. These clear days are with no leaves on the trees. Wow, is this a time to see the spiders? You never realize how much spiders are, how much they're out there moving around until we have these kind of days. And yesterday I went out on a trail in the afternoon when the sun was low, and I looked towards the sun. Never look at the sun, but I looked towards the sun, and there down on the branches were threads all over the place. It seemed like every tree had branches with threads on it. Those threads I refer to as travel threads, and they tell us, yeah, that the spiders have been out there and moving around. They take advantage of the sunlight. So, once again, a terrific thing to see. Other things of note, most of the trees have dropped their leaves. However, if you've done some driving in Duluth in the recent week, you may have noticed there are very colorful silver maples still hanging around, and weeping willows. Those are the couple of the late ones that really put on a beautiful show. They wait until this late, but they put on quite a show. As I'm sitting here in my yard right now, I have a lilac that is still green. It won't be lasting too much longer, but it's still there. And as I've said on previous programs, this is the time of year where we see the buckthorn, because buckthorn continues to be green. There are berries and fruits out there. 2 days ago, I had a rough grouse come to the backyard feeding on crab apples. Crab apples, hawthorns, high bush cranberries, rose hips are all out there as food that are available for wildlife, and many of them are red, and so they're easy enough to see. This is also a time of year, this is going to sound weird, but you can see some really beautiful roadside asparagus. Asparagus, the very same asparagus plant that we grow in the garden, has done well growing in the wild, and it grows into almost a bush-like size. And then late in the season, late October, November, it turns a really beautiful gold. So, yes, it is really an interesting time. And, yes, with the hot wind conditions, I suggest get out and take a walk. And, Lisa, if this is any little incentive to take a walk as well, I even saw a mosquito this week.
Oh, goody. Now, Larry, I got to mention one thing I said to you. I think I'm going to take a photographic expedition to Jay Cook. And you said, that's a great idea. Wear orange.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's a good idea to wear orange early in the deer season, pretty much no matter where you go. And I've seen people yesterday, as an example, I saw a person working on a building on his own property, and he was wearing orange. So, you know, people. And then another day earlier this week, somebody was walking on just down the street, and that person was wearing orange. You know, it's just a good idea to do so. We don't think we look like a white-tailed deer, but you know what? It can be confusing, so it's a good idea to always wear orange.
Well, then again, of course, if you're ready to go hunting, you're always dressed and ready to go.
That's right. There you go.
All right. Okay. Thanks a million, Larry.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Larry Weber this morning. He's our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays here on Northland Morning.